Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. Hello, everyone. It's still a very, very, very happy new year. And I am so excited to talk to you guys today because number one, I always am. And number two, I wanted to not only answer a couple of questions, but talk about something that tends to happen around the first 2 months of the year. And that's we begin to sort of taper off on our will on our New Year's resolutions. So I wanted to share with you a couple of ways to sort of reset those intentions or reinvigorate your resolutions that really helped me. So I don't know that I've talked about this before, but I started doing the Whole 30 this year, starting January 1st, and it has been so incredible to not only just do this sort of a regimented eating way to I don't want to say diet. It's like I'm trying everything in my vernacular to not say the word diet, because I think it's definitely more of a way of life. And so for those who don't know about the Whole 30, I just actually finished reading the book, and it's incredible. It's no sugar, no dairy, no legumes, no alcohol. And so it was everything on the list has been super easy for me to do, minus the sugar. I mean, that really, it's my Achilles heel of all things. I am definitely a front and center sugar addict, 100%. I'm the person that tries to convince someone else that honey isn't sugar, but I guess it is. Anyway, I've been doing really well on it. In fact, my body
And my mind feels so great. I have so much more clarity. And it just, I've noticed that the increase in protein has really helped not only my physical practice, but my energy levels. And it's really allowed me to feel less lethargic, especially after the holidays and consuming so much junk food, because, you know, I went for it. Anyway, so this is kind of non sequitur to what I'm saying. I want to share that part of the things that have helped me stay on track with, you know, all the goals I set out for this year have been the following. And this is, again, answering questions for people that have emailed about how to set a powerful intention for a new year, how to stay on track. So the first one, especially when it comes to moving your body, find a buddy. So if you find an accountability buddy, I have a couple doing the Whole30 with me. And so we kind of are texting each other. And, you know, there's a lot of sad emoji faces at times. But for the most part, it's really nice to know that there is a network of people who are doing the same thing that I am. And it just feels great, you know. So if you can find a buddy, make a commitment to exercise with them, or to, you know, cut something out of your diet, or to incorporate a new class, even if it's once or twice a week that you connect with them, this will hold you accountable, and it'll improve the likelihood of staying consistent. And it's always more fun when you do it with somebody. The next thing is music, or putting on something that's going to be motivating for you. I love to listen to podcasts. So for me, it's just listening to podcasts, or if I'm going to the gym, or if I'm going for a hike, you know, I put some music on, depending on what sort of mood I'm in. It's definitely got to be something uplifting and inspiring. This allows you to get distracted from the fatigue that normally sets in, especially after a longer, harder workout or a little trek. The next thing is to prepare and to really maintain a routine, really allow yourself to be prepared for the week. You know, if that's food prepping, if that's class planning, if that's making a date with a friend, if that's hanging out with your accountability buddy, whatever it is, prepare it and really plan it out. It's so much more helpful when you have that structure. The last thing that I want to share is getting outside. I mean, I like to go out and go on a hike, or just be outdoors, or even go for a walk. I go walk our two dogs, and it's just so incredible to get some fresh air to clear your mind. This is also really helpful for any time you're feeling static or you're feeling stagnant in your life. If you're feeling stuck, or if you're feeling down, you know, those moments where you just don't want to do anything and you just want to be at home and you want to just crawl into your cave and do nothing. Sometimes that's okay. But I'll tell you, most of the time, what's going to be the most helpful is to just get outside and get some fresh air. Go for a walk, even if it's 10, 15 minutes. It's so, so incredible what happens to your body and your mind when you're able to just be outside and allow yourself to move your body and physically get out of stagnation. Being outside can improve our focus. It reduces symptoms to seasonal affect disorder, which I experienced when I was living up in Portland. It allows your stress levels to go down, and it's just an incredible way to, you know, really feel good. So those are a couple of things that helped me. I wanted to share. I'd like to thank the people that came out to a workshop I just did in Nashville, Tennessee. I love the South, and Nashville is such a loving community, and I'm going to be back there at Liberation Yoga, and I'm really excited to reconnect. So this podcast is dedicated to them and to all of you listening who can relate. I'm so excited. It's still a happy new year. It's not too late to set a powerful intention. Thanks for listening.